house this morning. Just praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's so good to see y'all this morning. Is everybody still coming in? Just love the Lord. Just going to give Him all the glory and honor. If you can, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning as we open up this service. What a beautiful, beautiful song. A beautiful, just a word of worship and praise. Just to lift God up for His amazing grace and His love for each and every one of us. Again, good to see y'all this morning. Hope everyone's doing well on this beautiful, beautiful sunny morning that God's given us this beautiful day. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. God sees and knows each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, we just want to lift You up and honor You this morning, dear Lord, as we come to You. Lord, we humbly bow our heads, dear Lord. We humbly raise our hands to worship You. And Lord, we come to You now, dear Lord, and just want to thank You. Dear Lord, we just say thanksgiving of praise. Lord, we thank You again for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Lord, for those that are here present, those that are watching on the live feed, Lord, You see each and every situation, dear Lord. You know each and every life that's here this morning that's affected between these and those that represent our families. Lord, You know each and every prayer request. Lord, we ask now that You'll just touch. Lord, You'll mend, You'll heal, You'll protect. Lord, we're just placing each and every one of these prayer requests into Your mighty hands. Lord, we thank You, we praise You. Lord, now we ask, dear Lord, that as we stand together in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, that You'll accept our songs that we sing, the hands that are raised, the instruments played, dear Lord, just to worship and praise You, dear Lord, because it's all about You. That's why we gather in Your house. Lord, we just want to worship You, dear Lord. We want to hear Your word. Lord, may You let us just minister to us, dear Lord. Let Your Holy Ghost have a free reign amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord. Lord, now we ask that You'll just bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as they go about Your work and Your will, dear Lord. Bless each and every ministry that goes forth. And, dear Lord, we just praise and worship You in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen. Amen. Let's give Him another hand clap of praise. Praise, Lord. Praise God. I don't know about y'all, but it just feels so good when we gather in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, turn to page 306, The Old Gospel Ship. Yes, I have good news to bring.
Take a trip.
praise you. Praise God. You may be seated if you can. Turn around and give somebody a high five. Just tell them Jesus loves them. You got some good news to give them, don't you? No matter what this world does, no matter what is facing us, for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you and I, He is alive and well. Right hand of God interceding for us right now. Just praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. Y'all sound like y'all ready for church. I don't want to delay the word and the worship this morning. And as the word comes forth, we're going to get ready and just take up our morning offering. And just thank these young men for coming up to give us a hand this morning. Brother Jimmy Nolan, would you mind asking the Lord to bless our offering this morning, please?
Dear Lord, thank you so much for this beautiful day.
Yes, Lord.
It is so refreshing
ourselves. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Was upon Him by His wounds, by Listen to Chris, he was talking about the blood of Jesus, and that song was talking about the blood of Jesus. And where would we be if it was not for that ultimate sacrifice that he gave for us? You know, I was thinking about when it says wounds and our healings, it's not only talking about a physical, it's talking about a spiritual. And I'm just thankful that I'm not worthy of his grace nor his mercy. But he extends it to me.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful. Y'all worship with me today.
We've got a bunch of saved folks in the house this morning. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Praise God. Amen. We need growth, though, both physical and spiritual. Amen. Amen. If I didn't know better, I would think that maybe we've just sort of got forgotten about the pandemic. Sounds like we got victory over all the troubles that's in the world today. Sounds like we've turned our attention from the world to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That means that when we get in one mind and one accord, Spirit of God is going to come down as a rushing mighty wind. I said a rushing mighty wind. It's going to fill the house. Not only this house, but it's going to fill this house. Amen. And root all of that fear out. All of that anxiety out. Aren't you glad that we have a God that loves us? Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, come on, one more time for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, every once in a while, you just have a feeling. Somebody wrote a song, I Got a Feeling. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. As I was talking with my good brother this morning, we have learned as a people, we have learned as a society, that we cannot put trust in anybody or anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe that's what he wanted all along. Come on, maybe he just wanted the church to remember that he is the one that we need to look to. Praise God. My, my. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Hebrews this morning. I love the spirit that I feel in this place this morning. Amen. Let all of our visitors know how much we love them. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let all of our home church know how much we love them. Glory to God. We love all of you, each and every one. Amen. And we love Jesus this morning. From the book of Hebrews into the 13th chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. Thank you for standing. Hebrews chapter number 13, beginning with verse number 8. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. Reading from God's holy word. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats
which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Can we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for another day and another opportunity to come into your house to worship. Father, for those who have gathered here today, I pray an anointing and a blessing upon each and every one and upon every family that's represented. Father, I pray now that we'll lay aside every weight, every thought tonight, God, or this morning, God, that we'll focus on you and on your word and on your spirit. Father, I humbly ask this morning that you would anoint this vessel, anoint these lips of clay, God, and this tongue, God, to speak that the Holy Ghost would have us to hear. Father, I pray if there's anyone here under the sound of my voice who have not made a commitment, have not come to you in an old-fashioned altar of repentance, Father, I pray that this would be the day that they come to you. Father, we do remember our nation, we remember our people, and we pray a very special prayer on behalf of all those who are in need this morning. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise God. This morning, I want to bring a message entitled, We Have an Altar. Can I just bring to our remembrance this morning, church, that we have an altar? Can I encourage you to the point of what a privilege and an honor it is to have an altar to come to our Lord Jesus Christ? Now, I want you to understand, this is a altar. This is not the altar. This is a place that was built for a point of contact that you come forward and you sacrifice unto the Lord. If you have needs, God can meet those needs. If you have sickness, how many knows He still heals? If you need deliverance, how many knows that He's still the deliverer? You need to look anywhere else other than the Lord Jesus Christ for deliverance. But I want to talk this morning about an altar that was made possible by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe this morning that we have a spiritual antidote to the sins, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other method, there is no other ability, amen, except through the blood of Jesus Christ to be sanctified, amen, to have atonement for our sin. I believe that the church agrees with that. But altars have always been significant in the Bible. From the very beginning of time, we hear and we read of altars being constructed and being built to offer sacrifice unto the Lord. We read where Noah built the altar upon coming out of the ark. We read where Abraham had an altar and he was willing to offer his only son. We also read where Isaac and Jacob both constructed altars. Moses, Joshua, Gideon, to name a few. Samuel, the kings of Israel, Saul, David, and Solomon, and even the prophet Elijah, all built altars, temporary altars, if you would. But then later in time, there was permanent altars that were constructed in the tabernacle, and then later on into the temple, where the priest would go into the holiest of holies. You know what? I can't even say that without thanking God. Do you realize what a privilege it is to enter into the holiest of holies. All that was made possible by the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you understand, church, that it has not always been that way? There was a time and a place where people like you and me could only go so far. Amen. And then we had to relinquish it to another person in the form of a priest to go in on our behalf. Can I tell you, I am so thankful that I don't have to go through anybody else to get to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful in the midnight hour when there's nobody else around, I have an altar. I'm so glad to know that when I see what's going on and what's transferring in this world today, I don't have to worry because I have an altar. I have a place, amen, of dedication and commitment to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This practice of building an altar and going through the priest into the holiest of holies continued in the time of Paul's preaching. There's been a lot said of the Apostle Paul lately because it is reminding us of what an ability God has to transform a person into a minister for Him. Can I get a witness this morning? Have you ever experienced a transformation? Aren't you thankful that no longer you're wandering in a world of sin? Aren't you glad that no longer, amen, that you, when you go to sleep at night, you don't know where you're going to spend eternity? All of that was made possible by the blood of Jesus Christ and the infilling of His Spirit. My Lord, church, we've got so much to be thankful for. We've got so much to praise Him and glorify Him this morning because Jesus made it all possible. Now we find the anointed preaching of Paul as he's preaching here. He's telling folks, he's explaining to them about the sacrifice. About the sacrifice. I know that we don't offer up animals on an altar anymore. But that doesn't mean we don't need to sacrifice. We need to sacrifice our praise. We need to sacrifice our worship. Can I tell you, when we gather into the house of God, we are not praising the church. We're not lifting up the building. We're not lifting up the pastor or the ministry. We gather into the house of God, signifying the holiest of holies. It's not the pews that make it holy. It's not the beams that make it holy. It's not the praise and worship that makes it holy. But it is that Spirit that comes into the tabernacle. It is that Spirit, amen, that unloosed the chains of sin that had us bound. And head of my Lord and mercy, is anybody set free today? Is anybody been loosed from the sins of this world? Can you give Him praise? Glory to God. Because of the altar that was constructed permanently. Paul is declaring something here. First of all, he makes a very wonderful statement. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, forever. You've come by too late to tell me that revival is over. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't adhere to the belief that the infilling of the Holy Ghost was only for the 12. I can testify there's at least 13. Come on. Hallelujah. I said, I've been there. I've experienced it. I've received it because of His mercy, because of His grace, and because of His promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Apostle Paul said He never changes. Never changes. How many's lived through changes in this world? We're seeing changes in the most recent months that most common sense people felt that it would never ever happen in this world. But I can assure you that Jesus Christ is still the same. Whether the world believes in Him or not, He's still the same. I said whether or not they take the Ten Commandments off of every wall, He's still the same. Glory to God. Even if they declare, amen, that we are all fanatics, He's still the same. He never changes. He's just as real today as He ever was. Glory to God. The Apostle Paul picks up there. He says, don't you be carried away. Come on, don't you be carried away with these strange divers and different doctrines. For it is a good thing. Come on, it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. It is sickening to me as a child of God to hear a group of people say, just find you a God and worship Him. Let me tell you something. My God found me. He found me. When the 99 were safe within, He went looking and He found me. A nothing, a nobody, but somebody that He loved and sent His Son to die for me. I'm so glad that Jesus found me, aren't you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Now I want to be honest with you. There was a time and place for the altar of sacrifice. It was in fact God's ordinance and His commandment. But God had another plan. A plan that many during that particular time was not aware of. And I want to encourage you this morning. Maybe we don't have an idea of the plan that God has for us. Maybe we're scratching our head and wondering how we're going to make it. What we're going to do. I got a phone call this morning. Have you seen the news? My response was, some of it. It's only so much of it I can take. He said, now they say if you don't get this vaccine, you're not going to be able to travel on public transportation. They can deny you. And what do you think? I said, I don't really care. I don't mean that facetiously. I don't mean that egotistically. I just mean that spiritually. It wasn't easy. But I believe I'm getting to a point where I've been infected. I hope it's contagious. Vaccine won't do it. Bottle pills won't do it. But I've been affected by the Job syndrome. I got to looking around and I sort of realized that everything that I have don't really mean anything. Just I'm not going to take it with me. I'm going to leave it all behind. But the one thing that I can't be without, the one thing that I depend on daily, is Jesus Christ is in me. And as long as I've got King Jesus, as long as I've got King Jesus, I don't need anything else. Come on, church. He's all that matters. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to be established with grace, not with meat, because it hadn't profited them that occupied therein. Then he says, we have an altar. We have an altar. This altar that he is describing is not made of wood. It is not made of stone. It's not a temporary, but is in fact a permanent altar. Because he goes on to say, this took me a little bit. Over the years it took me a little bit. Whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. Because I know that my God is an all-inclusive God. It is not his will that any should perish. He loves what we would think the unlovable. He loved me when I had nothing at all to offer him. Come on, can I get an amen? He loved me when I didn't care that much about myself. But he kept loving me. He didn't love my lifestyle. Come on. He didn't love my sin nature, but he loved me. I mean, thank God he loved me enough to convict me. Amen. To convict me. That's called tough love, by the way. And turn me around. Amen. And bring me to an old-fashioned altar of repentance. Amen. And I accepted Jesus Christ as both Lord and Savior. Amen. And I thank God for that. But this particular verse that Paul says, we have an altar that they that serve the tabernacle don't have a right to eat. I want to go into detail just a little bit. Because during the time of Paul's preaching, there had been a glorious event to take place. One that Saul, who was later named Paul, didn't recognize at the time, but even he couldn't stop it. And I'm going to just throw this in for good measure. There is not a power on earth today, nor has there ever been, or will there ever be, a power that can stop the move of God. It can't happen. I don't care how much they rant, how much they rave, how much they say we are greater. They're never greater than the power of God, which is in the church, which is in the tabernacle, which is in you and me this morning. Yes, give him praise. But Paul said they don't have no right. The reason they have no right is not because they cannot be saved. The reason that they have no right is not because that God doesn't love them, but the reason they have no right is they're placing their salvation in something other than the blood of Jesus Christ. They're still going and getting animals and offering them on the sacrifice to God. And God, in His infinite way, has made a covenant with man. Because whether we realize it or not, the Bible is very explicit to let us know that the blood of goats and bulls and oxen cannot save us. It merely rolled back the sin. Let me put it in an easy, understood analysis. You can sweep the floor as clean as you want to and sweep it under the rug and you have not gotten rid of the dirt. It's still there. It's rolled away. But something happened when God gave His only begotten Son. There was not, even though it was an animal, there was not, and it had to be without spot and blemish, but it still was not that perfect sacrificial lamb. This may not set well with a certain denomination, but I got to say it. There are those that would place their faith in someone other than Jesus Christ, in fact, so much as to proclaim that the mother of Jesus Christ was the one that they should pray to. No doubt in my mind that Mary was a wonderful person. It had to be for God to choose her. But she's not the sacrificial lamb. Come on. that came out of her. That was conceived by the Holy Ghost. Whoa! Not only was he perfect, there was no guile found in his mouth. The only one who could ever become the sacrificial lamb. The only one who ever qualified. Gave his life freely. Through that his blood, we can be saved. Hallelujah. Paul said, if you're going to continue to put your faith and trust in something that you haven't taken advantage of the new covenant or the dispensation of grace. Some folks said, man, wonder what it had been like to live in the old times. Listen, some of us have a hard time living right with grace. Well, that's plain, but it's true. Imagine living before the grace of God was there. No wonder we think so much of Moses, Elijah, those wonderful patriarchs of old. But you know something? Because of what Jesus did, we got it better than they had it. Glory to God. They could only go to the veil. I can go past the veil. Glory to God. I can walk in to the holiest of holies because I've got an altar. I've got a perpetual altar. I've got an altar that's going to be there every day of my life. I didn't build it. Jesus did. Because he goes on to explain, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. We read that very quickly sometimes, but I want you to understand that God has a plan. God's always had a plan. We look at it and we see things unfolding. We see Bible prophecy unfolding and we say, that is amazing, not to God, because he knew it all the time. See, God does not, when he makes a promise, he does not break that promise. He cannot lie. And his plan is forever etched for us to be obedient. The blood of the animals, I hope we see this, was the only thing that could be brought into the sanctuary. Not the flesh, not the bone, not the skins. In fact, in Leviticus, it tells them exactly what they're supposed to do. You bring the blood into the sanctuary to the high priest, and you take the remains, the flesh, the skin, the bones, and you take it outside the camp, and you burn it. I didn't realize this till I did a study. You remember that Jesus Christ was not crucified inside the city. Was that hypothetical? Was that just a freak of nature? No, it was the plan of God. Because he doesn't change. Jesus had to carry his cross up the hill of Golgotha outside of Jerusalem, outside of the temple. And his body was killed outside. But I want to tell you something. The blood entered the tabernacle. Not the stone structure.
Come on,
if you could receive blood atonement and the infilling of the Spirit by merely walking into this church, I'd get me 12 able-bodied people. We're live streaming, remember? we would compel them to come through them doors. But it don't work that way. You must come humbly before the presence of God with a broken and contrite spirit. If the blood had just entered the structure, then only those who could go into the structure could be born again or filled with the Spirit of God. But when He gave up the ghost, somebody needs to know, no, that's not when He died. He gave up the ghost. The body died. Only that was from the earth died. The spirit that was within Him was alive, is alive, and always will be alive. Forevermore. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. But the tabernacle that He was looking for to build, a perpetual altar. Man, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. As often as you do this in remembrance of me. But you can do it every day for the rest of your life and it wouldn't bring salvation. It's doing in remembrance. But no, He was looking for a permanent dwelling place. He was looking for a permanent altar, and He found it. I said He found it. He found it in you, and He found it in you, and He found it in me. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I've heard people say, and don't get me wrong, this is wonderful. We invite people to come to this altar. But I've heard people say, if I could just get to the church and get to the altar. Can I remind you, we have an altar. Glory to God. We encourage you to come, but I want to give you some good news. Your altar can be anywhere you get in touch with God, because it goes with me everywhere that I go. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. This altar is not made of stone and mortar and brick and wood, but it was constructed by the saving blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter who you talk to. Doesn't matter how many times they try to debate the Word of God. You cannot deny the fact there is nothing else that will save us other than the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing else. Man has tried it. And that's what Paul was talking about. They're still trying to do it through the death of goats and bullocks and offering unto that. Jesus made a better way. Come on, Jesus made a better way. His body was destroyed outside of the city, but His blood was able to enter the sanctuary. No wonder that great event that God just ripped that veil, that curtain. Glory to God, my Lord. Hallelujah. But God, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to go behind the veil. I'm not worthy to enter into Your holiest of holies. God, I'm not worthy. Do not You understand, my little child, that that's the reason I sent Jesus? Do you not understand? Amen. Abraham merely laid Isaac on the altar. I gave my son not only to lay on the altar, but to be destroyed. Amen. For your sake and my sake, Jesus died on the cross to give us an altar, to give us a place. Amen. A remedy for sin, if you would, through the shedding of His precious and holy blood. Can we go to the altar? Yes. Spiritually, let us go to the cross. Let us go to the cross. I've often, when people are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it seems like they're having a hard time, And the reason they're having a hard time is because Satan doesn't want you to receive that power. He don't want you to see that power. Amen. And that's what the Bible said, it is power. But I often tell them, if you can envision, and this is good for anything that you're praying for, if you can envision Jesus Christ hanging on that old rugged cross and seeing in your ability to envision the blood that ran down His precious body and know that He did that for you personally, amen, you can understand the great sacrifice that was made. Only that sacrifice was needed. We don't have to bring a sacrifice every time we mess up. We don't have to bring a sacrifice every time, amen, that something comes and we're tempted by sin or Satan, amen. We merely have to go have access to that altar that is within us through the infilling of God's precious and Holy Spirit. I want to remind you that the altar does not need to be a place of only periodic ways to go there or just opportunities. But it needs to be an ongoing relationship. Amen. You might say, Brother, they don't really have any needs right now. Man, you ought to be the first one into that altar. Thanking God. I want to tell you, the altar is not only a place of receiving, it's a place of giving. In fact, when you're receiving, you're not doing much sacrifice. But when you're giving, amen, you're giving honor and you're giving praise and exaltation and lifting up His name and glorifying Him. Amen. I've often encouraged some of our folks to try to go through one prayer without asking anything. It's hard for the flesh to do that. Because so many times we'll say, bless me, Lord, and that's already asking a petition. Sometimes we'll say, Lord, I bless You, I praise You, I honor You. It's very difficult, amen, because the mind is so set that we go to the altar in a receiving mode to try to get from God. And I'm not discounting the fact, and I'm not telling you not to go to the altar, because that's what He tells us, encourages us to do. But I want you to understand that the blood of Jesus Christ is the one that has equipped us with that permanent altar of praise and worship and sacrifice unto Him. Even in the privacy of your living room at home, there can be an altar. Even at your desk at work. If we have any young folks in the congregation this morning, even at your desk in school, you might say, Brother Eddie, they don't allow praying in school. You know what? There's nothing wrong. You don't even have to close your eyes to pray. Tried that one time driving down I-20 and God said, you better open your eyes. He said, didn't I tell you to watch and pray? Amen. But you get my gist. You understand. I have to pray here. We encourage you to. It's a wonderful place. But if you have the infilling of His Spirit, if you have that permanent relationship with the Lord, you have an altar. Everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. Amen. I wasn't intending to do this, but I think I want to do this. I want our music to come back, if you would. Put it in high gear, music. Don't you love our music, our musicians? Amen. Aren't they a blessing? Praise God. Amen. Let's try G. I remember days when saints would gather in their little humble cabins in the hills. They had no fancy pews or pretty altar. They made their altar anywhere they found to kneel. Upon the mountains high,
God's big sky. Anywhere on God's green earth I chance to trot, anywhere I'd bow my knee is a sacred place to me. I'd find my altar anywhere I talk to God. And I don't have to find a pretty chapel or a temple that reaches to the sky. I don't have to kneel in the church house. I find my altar anywhere I talk to God. Aren't you thankful? Upon the mountains high, close to God's big sky, anywhere on God's green earth I chance to try. Anywhere I'd bow my knee, a sacred place to me, I'd find my altar anywhere I talk to God. Anywhere I'd bow my knee, well, that's a sacred place to me, I find my altar anywhere I talk to God. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Do you have a need this morning? Do you need to visit the altar? Got a burden? Got a problem? Got a sickness? Got a trial? Doesn't matter. God I serve is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. My, my, my. Then we're a blessed church. God bless you. We love you. Appreciate each and every one of you. Our heart's desire, amen, and we'll just keep on keeping on until we reach that glorious home that Jesus Christ has prepared. Let us have prayer for this.
Watching on the live feed, if you have a prayer request, just, if you didn't know, just go ahead and put it in the comments and we'll...
Brother Jim, if y'all will keep Sister Jenny Hand in your prayers, she had to
Only God can give comfort in these situations. Only great Lord that we worship and praise. We just I'm going to lift her up in prayer, that family. She had asked for prayer in Sunday school this morning. I don't feel uncomfortable saying it, for a friend that was going through some stuff, and I don't know if it's either one's related, but God knows. And we just, for all the other prayer requests, we just thanking God for touching and being there. As Brother Eddie just preached, that altar, these times we can just immediately go to Him. We don't have to be in this building. We go in the Lord's building, in His house, which is what He's built in us. Again, all hearts and minds clear. Join us this evening. Love each and every one of you. For those watching on the live feed, if you have a prayer request, please put it in the comments and we'll pray with you. All those in the prayer box, we'll just continue to lift up. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for your message, dear Lord, allowing us to feast on your word. Lord, as we come together tonight, this morning, dear Lord, you have just filled us. Dear Lord, if there's any needs that's left undone, dear Lord, may we just turn them over to you. May we just release everything to you, dear Lord, and we just love you. Lord, again, be with us as we prepare to depart. Keep us safe. Bring us home for Sister Jenny and a friend, dear Lord, and that terrible news that's been received. My God, we just love you, and we know that only you can comfort those that have lost someone, those that are going through tragedy, those that are going through needs. But, dear Lord, we just want to praise you for always, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful afternoon. See y'all this evening.